the historical roots of our obsession with productivity. In recent times, productivity has become a hot topic. It seems like everyone is getting busier, aiming for more ambitious goals in both work and personal life. Your friends might be inspiring you to run a marathon, or you might be planning for a promotion. Perhaps you're debating whether your kids should learn a musical instrument or try out a new sport. If you find yourself constantly adding to your to-do lists, trying to make your schedule more efficient, and wishing for extra hours in the day, you might have fallen into what some call the efficiency obsession. This mindset suggests that being busier means being better. Though it's particularly strong now, this phenomenon didn't emerge overnight. The evolution of work and wealth distribution. In earlier times, even medieval peasants worked fewer hours and had more time off compared to modern workers. However, during the Industrial Revolution, factory owners started paying workers by the hour instead of per task. This change led to longer work hours becoming the norm. In the United States, the idea of the American dream played a role in accepting these extended workdays. The belief that hard work leads to success made longer hours seem necessary for getting ahead in life. This mindset contributed to our modern obsession with efficiency. However, despite increased productivity, wealth distribution has been uneven. Since the 1960s, worker wages have barely kept up with inflation, while CEO salaries have skyrocketed. This disparity means that the benefits of efficiency often go to executives rather than workers. Consumer culture has also played a part by encouraging people to work more to afford new products and keep up with trends. Marketing convinces us to desire things we didn't previously need, leading us to work longer hours to satisfy these new wants. Shift in compensation and leisure perception. In the industrial age, workers started getting paid for their time rather than their output. This change had a big impact on how people viewed their time, especially when it came to taking breaks. When workers began thinking about how much each hour at work was worth in dollars, they started feeling guilty about spending time on leisure activities. The more they saw the cost of not working, the more they felt like leisure time was a waste. This way of thinking isn't just something from the past, it still affects us today. Researchers at UCLA and the University of Toronto conducted an experiment with participants split into two groups. Each group listened to classical music, but one group was first asked to estimate their hourly wage. The study found that those who thought about their pay were more eager for the music to end, indicating they had a harder time enjoying it. This difficulty in disconnecting from work affects many people, leading to what researchers call polluted time. This is when leisure time is tainted by thoughts of work, checking emails, taking calls, or pondering business matters. Modern flexible work schedules often blur the lines between work and free time, unlike the traditional 9-to-5 routine. There are several drawbacks to polluted time. Taking a real break from work can enhance creativity and productivity, and even strengthen the immune system. Conversely, overworking typically increases income marginally, around 6% annually, at the cost of exhaustion and stress. Efficiency in everyday life. Even in our personal lives, we all strive to be efficient. Until now, we've covered where the obsession with efficiency began and how work can encroach on our free time and hobbies. Some might think that separating work and personal life would solve everything, but it's not that simple. Efficiency has spread beyond just work. It's now a mindset that affects how we live our lives. Even if you haven't had a job in years, you might still feel pressured to constantly improve yourself and stay busy all the time. This trend towards efficiency isn't just about work anymore, it's become a way of life for many people. Efficiency impacts personal lives. Family time, known as quality time, is often seen as a way to efficiently manage our personal lives. It suggests that we can and should fit our family responsibilities into a few enjoyable, condensed, and memorable hours. This idea mirrors the productivity-focused mindset typically found in workplaces. Another indicator of an efficiency-driven mindset in our personal lives is the value society places on being busy. In the past, having plenty of leisure time signaled wealth and high social status. However, things have changed. Nowadays, highly educated workers are twice as likely to work more than 40 hours per week compared to those without a college degree. It's no wonder that busyness has become a desirable trait. We eagerly showcase our accomplishments on social media, highlighting how being busy brings us prestige, efficiency, and human connections. Before the Industrial Revolution, most people lived in small, close communities where social needs were easily met. They had a few close friends, more casual companions, and a larger circle of acquaintances. Nowadays, our social needs often remain unfulfilled. Having hundreds of friends on Facebook can't replace real-world connections in a warm community. Unfortunately, in our pursuit of efficiency, we've sacrificed much of this human closeness, which has significant consequences. Isolation isn't just emotionally painful. It can also shorten lifespan and increase the risk of serious health issues like cancer and heart attacks. Human connection versus efficiency in communication. In the world of work, emails and texts are often convenient. They can be sent anytime, regardless of the recipient's availability, and both parties have a record of the conversation, which helps prevent misunderstandings. However, relying solely on written communication has drawbacks. Speaking in person or over the phone humanizes the conversation, making it easier to understand and accept different viewpoints. Recent research even found that people are more open to differing opinions when they hear them spoken aloud rather than reading them. Another study used brain scans to show that listeners' brain activity mirrors that of the person speaking. This phenomenon, known as speaker-listener neurocoupling, highlights the unique emotional connection that verbal communication can create, something emojis can't replicate. This emotional impact is crucial for building meaningful connections, which can be challenging through email alone. Thus, prioritizing efficiency in communication may overlook the deeper, more human aspects that verbal interaction uniquely offers. Social media promotes comparison and bragging. Social media makes it very easy for us to compare ourselves with others. It encourages people to show off how productive they are. For instance, if you've just finished your 10th meeting of the day, you might tweet about how busy you are. Or if you've baked a fancy cake, you'd probably share a picture on Instagram. Even running a marathon for charity prompts people to announce it to all their Facebook friends, but there's a downside. When we use social media, we not only share our own updates, but also see what others are posting. This constant comparison can affect how we feel about ourselves. Comparison in the age of social media. If we're not careful, striving to surpass others can lead us into an endless competition to be the most efficient and productive person online. However, that's a contest we can never truly win. It's natural for us to compare ourselves with those around us, a tendency that has been around long before social media. Despite this, social media has drastically changed the game. In the past, we mainly compared ourselves to a few neighbors or colleagues. Now, anyone on our social media feed can become the standard we measure ourselves against, from close friends to celebrities like the Kardashians or Elon Musk. When we compare ourselves to these highly successful outliers, we often feel inadequate and dissatisfied with our own lives. The solution? Focus on evaluating yourself based on your own standards, without constantly comparing yourself to others. In simpler terms, stop comparing your homemade spaghetti to the perfect dish you see on Instagram. If your meal satisfied you, that's what matters most, without needing to compare it to anyone else's. Improve quality of life by slowing down. Making small changes can help us slow down and enhance our lives. The push for efficiency is widespread, dominating workplaces and creeping into our personal time. It even affects our leisure and can reduce meaningful human connections. When we feel inadequate compared to others, this focus on efficiency can worsen our self-esteem. However, there's hope. Our obsession with being productive is one of the few issues we can actually solve by doing nothing, but this requires planning and conscious effort. The first challenge we face in improving our efficiency is understanding where our time actually goes. Many of us think we work longer than we do. Despite feeling burned out, the total time spent working hasn't increased in recent decades. To tackle this, we should enhance how we perceive time. Believing we're overworked can affect our decision-making and empathy, whether it's true or not. People who grasp time better are less likely to feel overwhelmed and spend less time on TV and social media. This gives them more true leisure time. Interestingly, a study at the Berlin Academy of Music showed top young musicians were very aware of their time use. They tracked not just practice hours, but also socializing and relaxing time. You can apply this in your life by keeping a log of all activities to improve time perception. Include everything, even casual social media browsing. Once you see where your time goes, create a schedule that emphasizes leisure over productivity. Reserve time daily to relax completely without worrying about being productive. Focus on goals, not just processes. To regain our free time, we need to understand the difference between methods and outcomes. When we prioritize efficiency and productivity, we often forget about the bigger picture. A society that values hard work and busyness not only leads us to ignore our leisure time, but also pushes us to concentrate more on how we achieve things rather than why we do them. In simpler terms, when we emphasize how much we accomplish, we may overlook whether those accomplishments actually contribute to our happiness. Many of us are so focused on completing tasks that we forget to consider if these tasks truly bring us joy. By overly valuing efficiency, we lose sight of our ultimate goals and instead become fixated on the process. When we correct this perspective, the obsession with being efficient becomes less appealing. Focus on long-term goals, not just efficiency. A means is a way to reach a goal. For example, finding a good job can help you earn money to support a family. Eating healthily is another means to live longer. However, being overly focused on efficiency can make us forget our real goals. Spending long hours at work might show discipline, but can hurt important long-term goals, like spending time with family or helping our community. To fix this, we should question if our productive actions really help us achieve our long-term goals. For instance, answering emails on Sunday mornings might not benefit what you care about, so you can stop doing it. Exercising excessively may not improve health if it's just to feel accomplished. If we lose sight of our long-term goals, we may fill our lives with tasks that seem productive but don't bring happiness. By cutting these tasks, we'll have more time to work toward what really matters and to relax. Key points. 1. Historical shifts in work norms during the Industrial Revolution drive modern productivity obsession. 2. Efficiency pressures extend beyond work to influence personal and leisure choices. 3. Social media intensifies productivity drive through constant comparison and validation seeking. 4. Efficiency in communication overlooks the emotional depth of face-to-face interactions. 5. Balancing efficiency with genuine human connections enhances overall well-being. 6. Reevaluating goals, not just processes, reclaims meaningful time and happiness. 7. Managing time perception reduces stress and enhances leisure effectively.